Bammy Decree's face filled the engineering station's main display, his expression a mix of confusion and deep concern.
Pistoka sabotaged droids? But how?
I bought it for them.
Taunt cut him off. From all directions came the sound of droids chattering to one another and the second chance being taken apart.
I'll explain later, but right now we need to know how to deactivate them before they undo every system on the ship.
Did the deal include a control computer?
Yes, yes.
Then can't you just shut it down?
It is shut down. We never activated it.
Then how?
And the navigator's telling me that the droids are mainly reversing all the work you performed, like they're trying to return the YT to factory specs. How can that be?
The work I did?
Decree fell silent for a moment, his jaw unhinging slightly.
Did anyone help you broker this deal?
The Kurovar, Maisel. But what's that have to do with anything?
Taunt didn't bother to wait for a reply.
Is this because of some component you installed? Some aftermarket part? I warned you, Decree. No aftermarket parts!
Decree squeezed his eyes shut, then opened them wide.
You've got to bring the Pistoka control computer online. Instruct your engineer to have the computer task the droids with reverting to their standard programming.
Did you get that?
Taunt yelled over his shoulder.
I'm on it,
the engineer told him. Taunt returned his gaze to the display.
What else, Decree?
Then you've got to jettison them. Every last one of them. Can you do that? Can we do that?
Decree shouted to no one in particular.
It'll take a while, but we can do it.
Taunt expelled his breath.
Decree, this had better work. If not, there won't be a planet remote enough for you to hide on.
Decree swallowed and nodded.
It'll work.
What do we do about the damaged systems? The quiffing droids have torched their way into nearly everything.
Have your engineer inventory the damage. I'll get hold of the parts you need and find someone with a fast ship. I'll repair everything personally.
Get started on gathering parts. I'll contact Nar Shada and set you up with a ship.
Decree looked sheepish.
I...
Save it,
Taunt said, and ended the communication. Big hands shaking, he stood to his full height. He would have to come up with an explanation for the Vigo, as well as credits enough to pay for the Eopi meet and the cost of the trip. The fiasco. He wasn't sure just how long he had been standing at the engineering station when heat hurried into his peripheral view.
The droids are shut down. Nath is below, getting ready to jettison them. But they did a lot of damage, boss. Comm's up and running, but we've only got the sublight drive.
Taunt nodded absently.
Help is coming. Have a list prepared of everything needed to repair the hyperdrive.
Will do.
Heat no sooner moved off than the voice of the pilot rang out from the cockpit.
Boss, you better get in here. We've got a serious problem on our hands.
Taunt whirled from the engineering station and thundered through the connector into the cockpit, nearly slamming his head on the hatch's low head jam. The pilot indicated two glinting shapes in the center of the viewport.
Imperial Navy. One of the older acclimator-class assault ships with a destroyer escort.
The pilot looked at him.
Do you think they've had their eye on the colicoids? Could they have observed the deal go down?
Taunt worked his jaw.
Even if they did, they're not going to find any evidence of it.
The pilot touched the earphones of his headset.
They're calming us. They want us to power down and submit to an inspection.
He glanced at the viewport.
The escort's vectoring for intercept.
Heat squeezed into the cockpit behind Taunt.
The droids are jettisoned.
Good.
Taunt started to say, then stopped himself, all color draining from his face.
Decree had us retask the droids to their original programming.
Heat stared blankly.
Their original programming is to disable Republic vessels.
The three of them swung as one to the viewport. A choice epithet flew from the pilot.
The escort's flying right into their midst!
Warn them away!
Taunt said.
Tell them we have a radiation leak.
Overseer, this is second chance,
the pilot said into the mic.
It would be better if we came to you. But no, that's not the case. It's...
Turning to Taunt, he said, "They suspect a trick! They're threatening to open fire!" For a moment, Taunt couldn't get his vocal cords to work.
"How much time until the escort reaches the droids?"
The pilot brought a magnified view of the ship to one of the displays. You didn't have to be a technical whiz to grasp that the spherical sabotage droids were already maneuvering toward the escort. "They're penetrating the deflector shield! Attaching!" Taunt stumbled backward into the co-pilot's chair, which nearly collapsed beneath him. The cockpit fell eerily silent, except for deliberate tones issuing from the communication suite. Then, without warning, an explosion blossomed in front of the YT, and Nova Bright light flooded through the viewport.